And here we are. It's time for another day page. I'm Rex Latchford here at Radio Info Web with some Morning Joe. Yes, we'll start out our Thank God It's Friday edition with a salute to coffee. Today, my coffee is in a mug, and it's a Radio Info Web mug. These things might become available again. I'll let you know when that happens. I think it's a fair certainty that it will. But here we go. Raise your mug high, and we'll have our salute to coffee. Oh, I misplaced my thermos. But it's all right. Boy, all the lights are on in here. It's really bright. But today we're going to have a mercifully short edition. While the more tabloidal news sources are still pounding away on the George Zimmerman verdict, there is one news item of interest that's got a day's growth on its legs, and that's the vote on the Amash Amendment, which would have put some controls on what is finally widely known about the NSA's massive data dragnet. The news media are still startled, and I admit that I am too, that it narrowly missed passing. This would seem to indicate that there will be more challenges to the bottomless pit of the NSA's snooping. A whole bunch of coalitions got together to almost pass the bill that would have put the lid on the NSA, at least to some degree. So, that's good. And here's some more good news. I checked in on our friend from the Grateful Dead, Bob Weir's progress after an apparent stroke earlier this year, and I spotted a recent article indicating that he's back and performing okay. So, I'm going to look into that in greater detail, and I'll provide some details on that story this weekend, and we'll hear some of Bob's music, both from the early days of the Grateful Dead, and there are many, many, many live bootleg recordings, and we will also hear some of his more recent recordings. And one of my favorite tunes of his, Looks Like Rain. So, if you have anything to say to Day Page, or about Day Page, or anything that you'd like to hear on Day Page, you can phone us at 646-450-5477. That's 646-450-KISS. The InfoWeb, the Radio InfoWeb intake line. Just like the NSA, we will intake your data, or intake your voice. Perhaps put it on the air. You have something interesting to say, and if you don't, into the recycle bin. And let's see, what do we need to say here? We need to say that the producer is Peter Patriot, known on Facebook as Peter Patriotti, because Facebook wouldn't accept his real name. Our assistant producer, in the sense that she is of great assistance, is Minka. And we Facebook at facebook.com/radioinfoweb. We're on Tumblr at radioinfoweb.tumblr.com. We tweet at radioinfoweb, and we can be emailed radio@infoweb.net. I'm Rex Latchford, your host. See you on Monday for another Day Page. Unless a day page just happens to happen over the weekend, which does occur from time to time, week to week, month to month, year to year. It's a Mel production.